beyond. It's Keen Radio.
Happy Laughter Day! And welcome to Baba G, the caveman, my spiritual seat of comedy on Keen Radio and the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Baba G, and I am a spiritual advisor on Keen and your host for today's program. And Dr. Uma is here in my course.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
Here to share her insight with you. And if you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7/365 on King, go to king.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute for new clients.
Yes, exactly.
When they open new accounts. So spread this word, and King is number one in the world in terms of psychic and spiritual readings. So amen to that. And also, Keen is having TV shows and lots of advertisements. So check into all this, you know, multimedia as well. So got laughter? Remember to laugh more. And Babaji's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus. From Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? I got answers. It's so easy a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining my 8 p.m. Sunday air show. We are honored and happy to serve you and guide you, as always. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Babaji is here. I kick your crutches. Now, I hand over the mic to Dr. Uma to give you some of her insights. Go ahead, Dr. Uma.
Thank you, Babaji. And happy autumn equinox for everybody today. Today is the day where autumn started. So I wanted to acknowledge that and to talk about, speaking of autumn, autumn is the time for harvest. And in terms of the lovers of God, you know, devotion is the time for deeds and sacrifices, which must be performed, those by other disciples of the spiritual path. So if devotion has been successfully created, seekers' attitude towards these practices will itself have been dramatically transformed. So let me explain. When disciples or spiritual seekers take more, you know, take on more intensity, as the seeker realizes that the more quickly attachments can be exposed and abandoned, the nearer he or she will come to God. So likewise, meditation, which can so easily bogged down into endless distractions, will become for the practitioner of devotion the most intimate communion with the divine that can take place. In other words, if you switch your attitude from seeing of spiritual practices, oh ho, it's so boring, to an opportunity to get you that much closer to God, then it becomes a very different thing altogether. So As for virtues and other precepts, instead of viewing them as exercises in being austere, being simple, true devotees will start to welcome them as precious opportunities for providing their love through acts of self-surrender offered at the beloved's feet. Yet despite the fact that practitioners of devotion usually exhibit an enthusiasm for spiritual practices or exercises that other seekers lack, this does not mean that the practice itself is free from sorrows and woes. So in other words, just because you're really gung-ho about your spiritual path doesn't mean that there's not going to be any pain involved, because there is. And I can speak from my personal experience. So the reason such experiences occur in the seeker's relationship with the beloved, in this case, the higher self, is that in reality, all forms of experience are by nature transitory. And just because spiritual communion brings about a divine happiness, whether it's interrupted, the heartbroken devotee becomes immersed in the deepest despair. So it's in this very despair that in the end proves to be the devotion's greatest blessings. So in other words, when you come to the point where you realize that when you give love to God and you accept that you're not going to be getting anything in return for it, that's when you can let go of your ego as well, because it's the ego that wants something back for the things that you go out and give to others. And that includes God as well, or your higher self, however you want to say it. So for as long as there, because if you want something for what you do, like say you go to church and you pray to God and you think, okay, if I go to church, then if I die, I go to heaven, then that's basically you're paying your way up to heaven, right? Whereas if you truly are devoted to God or your higher self or your spiritual path, you got to let go of wanting to get anything back out for it. And the odd thing is that's exactly what you have to do to learn to give it up, give up that expectation of return. That's when the keys of heaven are given to you. Odd thing, sometimes I'm close to that, sometimes I'm not. I have to admit, in my own experience, I deal with my own ego, and I deal with wanting, hoping that God will say, okay, good job, and then pat my head and say that I'm doing a good job and I'll go to heaven. But my goal is to be able to say, doesn't matter if you pit me in the head or not, I'm going to continue to serve God anyway. So thank you for listening. Okay.
We are taking the first caller, please, in order received. Thank you. You're on air. Go ahead, darling.
Hi, it's Camilla.
Yes. Hi, Camilla. How are you? Welcome
to
my show. This is Babaji.
I'm excited. Excited to be
Thank
on your
you.
Show. I've been reading and meaning to get on here for a while. Always call about a certain gentleman. His name's Christian. And
yes.
Kind of somebody new that's come in after a really long and drawn out miserable relationship. And so even
right.
though I have high hopes for this, it isn't quite going the way that I want it to go. I really like this person. He's kind of, we both kind of been through a similar situation in
Absolutely.
The past.
Mm-hmm.
But he's difficult. Sometimes he's really open and there's a really strong connection, and sometimes he's just not there. You know, he's busy.
Yeah,
everything is more important.
Up.
Right.
He puts
so,
you on the secondary, you know, priorities in his life all of a sudden. But this can change. It will change. With Christian, he's very handsome, romantic, and sexy. And, you know, he likes to take charge, as, you know, most male will do. But you got to give him the illusion that, you know, he is the captain of the ship. But he is not expressive in his feelings most of the time. But when he starts giving you the commitment that you need and deserve, then he's going to start having a just the opposite behavior. His attitude will change, and he will take you in his inner circle and into his heart. And that's how he is. You, on the contrary, you know, you're very wise and patient. So you can be understanding of these attitudes and learn more about him and be patient and adjust and adapt. Know that if you're patient, then you can actually manage his energy and consciousness, etc., more efficiently from the heart, like as you are a goddess, in the future, to take care of him and have a meaningful, fruitful, loving relationship. You guys can
okay.
be having a long-term relationship, yes. And this can be a very good commitment to one another. So be patient and everything is just going to be all right. And he is non-communicative because that's just kind of his nature of his mind. It's not only about
right.
you, but he just doesn't communicate with most people. Hardly. He doesn't have that many friends, as you may think of. His friends
okay.
are very selective. Those who have very much patience, they put up with his habits. So that's just a wrap about Christian in a nutshell.
Okay.
So, he does have a sense of humor and he's a funny man in his own right. And yeah, so he can be a top secret kind of guy too. Like James Bond.
Yeah.
So you are attracted to the mystery and mysterious men as well.
Right.
And he is
That's true.
One hell of a mysterious man actually. And he's like a prince. He keeps his head up and he has, self awareness about how he is and his personality. He carries himself like a prince. So are you. You are like a princess and you know that you are pretty and you are very gorgeously beautiful and you don't look your age and all that, So that's the wrap
Over.
About Christian, your relationship. Thank
about
you so
that
much.
Whole thing. Thank you.
Thank you. You're
I
most
appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're
very
most welcome. Call me on Keen for further questions and answers. All right. Love you.
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Time. Next caller, please, online. You're most welcome. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. You are on air. Hello. You're on air. Hello, hello. So, we'll continue on the explanations that Dr. Uma was talking about, okay? And so until, she come on air and she can tell me...
Hello?
Whoever... Yes, you are on air. So go ahead, give
Hello?
Me your name, please.
Hey,
yes,
Babaji.
Yes. Go
hey,
ahead.
Adriana.
Yes. Adriana, yes, you're on air. Go ahead, Adriana, ask your question. We have a few minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, the question
Thank
is about
you.
what you're talking about tonight, actually. Very coincidence.
Correct.
The question
sure.
is this. I've been writing this story because it has been my entire life, the need to understand God. This is me personally.
Yes.
That I suffer with the idea that I want a reward once I get the answer.
Right.
So
we are out of time, unfortunately, Adriana. So, but thank you so much. You can call me on Keen. And thank you, everybody. And I wish you all the best and happy day. And goodbye, my dear ones. Try to laugh more. Remember.